Hello. Hi. Hi, Meg.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. We've got an incredibly special guest today with us, Natalie from Love and Light Yoga. Hi, Natalie.
Hello. Hi. It's so nice to be here with you both. So thank you so much for inviting me.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
We're just excited to maybe just explore a little bit about how yoga can help with menopause, really.
Yeah, such a good subject to explore, this one. So do you want me to dive straight in?
Oh, dive in, please. Yes.
Okay. So well, I'm not at the menopause just yet. I've got a few more years, I think, with my menstrual cycle. But over the years of offering yoga, I've really, one of the main comments that have come back to me from the women who come along is how well they've slept after a yoga class. They always just say it's the best night's sleep ever. And I mean, looking at it from a menstrual cycle point of view, I know in my menstrual cycle, there's some days and times of the month where my sleep pattern is just completely up and down, waking at 3:30, 4 in the morning, unable to go back to sleep, really disturbed. And I can imagine, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Karen, but menopause is pretty similar, disturbed sleep.
I think so. And I think, you know, a lot of that is about where we are hormonally and how our body is changing, really.
So
maybe partly, perhaps this has been changing for a while. And I think this is one of the things, isn't it? You know, it sort of creeps up on us. So although we think, I mean, what do we imagine menopause is, really? And what have you got in terms of a benchmark of where I was in my 20s to where I am in my 30s to where I am in my 40s, my 50s? And I think it just affects people so differently. So maybe if you're having a little bit of disruptive sleep, whether that's because, you know, the menstrual cycle has always done that and there's quite a lot of peaks hormonally, or whether that's changed, you know, as you, over the last sort of, I don't know, 10, 5 years. It's interesting.
Yeah, it is. I suppose with anxiety as well, I know a lot of anxiety comes up and that affects your sleep. So I'm guessing yoga's fabulous for anxiety issues as well.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, it really brings you back into your body. And it's just a time really where you can step out of day-to-day life and just plug back into yourself and take rest, which I think is another key aspect of how well you journey through menopause, is the ability to get the rest you need. And I think in modern day life as well, rest is a bit of a taboo thing, isn't it? Because it can definitely be seen as laziness. You know, if you're not productive, you're not good enough. There's lots of shadow around rest, and we can feel incredibly guilty for taking rest and for taking self-care. So yoga, when you come along to a class, you've got that space there, and there should always be time at the end of class, if not dotted throughout, even in between the different postures and the asanas, for time of rest, for pauses where you can just reconnect back to yourself. So you're nourishing really yourself from all angles, physically, emotionally, mentally. It's kind of an all-round package, yoga is, to help people through, you know, not just menopause, even though there's lots of the benefits for that time in your life, but also as well, if you're going through challenges, if you're a mother, if you're, you know, finding your way through life, it's an anchor point to come back to. So menopause, it can, from what I've heard and from what my elders have told me, from what I've read, it can be can feel very chaotic, and it can feel almost like you're losing yourself. You're losing your identity. You don't know. There's a big kind of dismantling of yourself happening through menopause.
Absolutely.
There's something being shed and let go of. But then through that, there's always a new beginning. You're emerging into something else. So yeah, lots and lots of things there that you can take.
Absolutely. I love that about finding that stillness, because we've talked about this a lot, about you need to hear your body. What's your body saying? And you can't listen properly unless you create that space and time to hear.
100%. Yeah. Body awareness. The people who come along to my yoga class are probably absolutely fed up with me saying, listen to your body, you know. Body awareness really is key. And that's another thing, you know, we're not encouraged to listen to in the modern day life. We always think there's an answer for whatever problem or challenge we're up against outside of ourselves, yet we hold so much power within. And we often forget that. We lose trust in ourselves. There's almost kind of a disconnection. There's a disconnection there. So yoga gives us this opportunity to come back into our body and to start to build that trust again and to fine tune our ability to listen to the messages of the body, because the body all the time is telling us what feels good, what feels nourishing. You know, everything that we open ourselves to, whether it be our diet, what we're watching on TV, what we're listening to, our relationships, the environments we're putting ourselves in, everything is telling us what is nourishing, what's going to help us to thrive, because ultimately we're nature. We are nature, and nature always wants to thrive. You know, we're always moving in that direction, but because of social conditioning, how we've been brought up, what we think is the right thing to do to fit in with the crowd, we often ignore those messages of the body. And then that's when often dis-ease or illnesses, problems can start to occur, because we're not listening fully enough. And then eventually our body's screaming that much, you know, we can get intense pain, intense upset, and this can come out physically, again, emotionally, mentally, all because we've ignored or pushed away or buried those messages that our body's been trying to tell us all the time, because our body's on our side.
Yeah.
You know, it wants us to feel good. It wants us to have an experience, a wholesome life that we can enjoy. So body awareness is just absolutely crucial. And I would probably say that is one of my most favorite parts of yoga. And personally, that's what I found has really helped me through my life, is being able to listen to the body. As a mother, I'm a mother of two boys, and those early days and months, even years of motherhood, it is tough. It's tough. And you're not given any guidance, you know, you're expected to kind of just get on with it. And a lot of the time I was exhausted. I felt so tired.
Yeah.
And if I'd listened to my body, if I'd taken rest and not felt guilty about rest, then I definitely look back and think I could have been, I would have done things in a different way. And you're not offering then from an empty cup. You're being able to offer your gifts and your love and your support to others then in a more fully way, because you've looked after yourself first.
I think it's incredibly hard though, because you know the society that we live in is geared up so much to, it's such about our external environment rather than actually having space for us. And it's so seductive to be over there, because actually then you don't have to sit with any sort of uncomfortableness that it feeds into it, unfortunately. So it's really hard to be very present with yourself.
It is.
But I think yoga is an incredible way, which you've got groups of people that you're engaging with and being present.
And you're committing that time, again, an hour a week. I'm committed to myself at the very least, and then I'm guessing you can learn and pick up some bits that you can do at home as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, there's so many different threads to yoga. You've got the breathing extension, the pranayama, you've got the mudra, the mantra, as well as the postures, the asanas, which are probably the most well-known part of yoga. And of course, you've got the meditation, the relaxation part as well. every part of it is crucial to the wholesome of the practice. And, you know, we go through a series of movements, postures on the mat, but all the time I try and just weave in things people can do at home for themselves, because yeah. I think that is really important, is to empower people
yeah.
and to make sure they feel confident mm. that, you know, I can call on that golden thread breath or the Ujjayi breath whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed or like really busy in the mind. I've got something I can do myself that literally takes 2 minutes, maybe not even that, and it just makes me feel completely different. It grounds me, it brings me back into myself, and I'm feeling calmer. Mm. So, and there's lots of things through yoga. It's so rich in the philosophy side of it as well, with the stories and the myths. And so that's complete, kind of can be transformational for a person. You really do start to look at your whole lifestyle when you start to get into a yoga practice, and sometimes you don't even realize you're making these different choices in your life. Mm. But it just feels natural to move in that way now, because your body's receiving something of so much goodness mm. that it starts to really notice when things are not good.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts to reject them.
That's amazing. Because yeah. we have such busy lives, and we're all so in our heads with mm. to-do lists, and it's just, life can be a bit chaotic, can't it? So I imagine having that discipline of being in your body, it does really start to shift things.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry. and I think with menopause as well, you know, we need to be a lot more present. So using things like yoga, because of the subtle change, will enable us to be a lot more present and therefore really respond to the changes that go on, sometimes in a very subtle way, mm-hmm. on a physical level.
Yeah. I think self-care and rest are the two crucial things for a good journey through menopause. Mm. Lots of self-love, and just to know this is a journey into a new way of being here. You're going through like a massive transformation that shouldn't be ignored or pushed to the side or hidden or felt embarrassed about in any way, shape or form. You're becoming a matriarch of society, mm-hmm. somebody that you know, others should look to for wisdom, because you've made it mm-hmm. through this part of your life and gathered so much wisdom and knowledge. It's an absolute incredible journey, and I think with the right support, the right knowledge, it doesn't have to be a challenging journey. It can be a real beautiful experience.
Mm, absolutely. So in terms of, just to sort of wrap this up now, yoga and menopause, what sort of advice would you to give to people at this stage?
Well, I'd definitely say try lots of different classes, because even though a teacher, you might have a couple of teachers coming from the same school of yoga, we all teach in a completely different way. Mm. So you've got to find the right teacher for you. So go out and explore, and there's so many different types of yoga. There really is a type for everybody. So whether you've got lots of energy, or it's, you know, it's that time of the month where you feel good about yourself, there's lots of stores in the tank, you know, you can do a more energetic practice there. Or maybe you're on the other end of the spectrum, the scale, where you're really low on energy and you just need rest. You just need yeah. a more restorative practice. So, you know, it's about knowing what classes are around, knowing what teachers offer what, and then really picking what you need at the time. I would definitely say that. And also as well, one of the main myths is that you've got to touch your toes, you've got to stand on your head and mm. all the rest of it. But really, that is just a myth. Like, anybody can do yoga. You just have to find the right class.
Mm, that's really beautiful. Thank you for absolutely. Coming on and talking about this. It's really helpful.
Well, thank you very much, Natalie. Oh. That was just wonderful. And we'll just put this out to everybody now.
Great. Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.